The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Big Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Emma. Right, let's do this.
Stand by. Hi, Niall and Show. I need some dating advice from you. Well, that's what we're here for. I've been on a couple of dates with a girl I met online. She has two kids, which I'm grand with. I don't mind a girl who comes with extras.
It's an unusual way of putting it, but go on.
The problem is she talks about nothing else except the kids. The entire two dates was just her going on and on about them. It's like she has no personality of her own. I do fancy her though, so I'm willing to give her a chance, and we said we'd do something on Valentine's weekend. I was thinking of putting a ban on certain conversation topics for this date. Talking about kids is top of the list. She might even enjoy the opportunity to talk about herself for a change. What do you think? Any other suggestions to keep the conversation interesting and not have me bored out of my head?
Whoa.
Oh my God. Oh,
whoa.
I do have some suggestions. I think you should.
I don't mind a girl that comes with extras. It seems you do if you want to ban her from talking about the extras.
My suggestion would be that you would jog on because do you know what? I'm, out of the three of us in this room, I am the only parent, right? Mm. And I always say to the lads in work, like, I'm very conscious that I don't want to be somebody that, you know, talks about Eve a lot. But I do love talking about her. Don't get me wrong. Like, most parents do like to talk about her. But I'm very conscious.
Part of your life.
Yeah, but I'm very conscious that it's not a case of that's the only thing that I could talk about. But can we play devil's advocate for you going out on this date, right? And for her being brave enough, because we've had dilemmas where people haven't divulged that they've even had kids
until
for fear of actually meeting somebody and then them being put off or whatever. So this girl has told you that she had kids. And maybe in her nervous state about being on a date with somebody that she likes, she's blurted out lots of stuff about her kids. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just playing devil's advocate. And I'm actually probably being on her side a little bit because we don't know when was the last time she went out. Has she dated much? Is she like feeling like in that place where it's a really difficult task to try and meet somebody? So maybe it's just that. Maybe she does like to talk about her kids. And maybe, just maybe, that is not for you, right? Mm. That's fine. What isn't fine is the way that you have spoken about her. So disrespectful, so disregarding of her situation. And actually, like, to say that she comes with extras, yes, she does. Like, that's her world. That is her life. But also, for you to be so rude, I would say, and to have the audacity to think that you can ask somebody to put a ban on certain conversations. Like, by God, if you tried to ban me from, like, imagine you coming in saying, well, you did ban me from talking about Katie Price on the show.
That was understandable. I think most people support that move.
You put a ban on
that.
Well,
I wouldn't put a ban on Eve or Ashley.
I just think it's really, really sad to think that you would try and, like, okay, like, you could make a joke on, jizz, you love your kids or whatever. Like, if you really liked her, you would approach it in a way that you would make her feel comfortable about it. And maybe she would realize, oh God, I'm going too far or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to come down so hard on somebody that's being open with you, I just find that, like, I don't have much nice things to say about you, you know?
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this.
Do you not think the same?
Obviously, as I said at the start, you say you don't have an issue, but you obviously do have an issue if you want to put a ban on her talking about them. And as you said, maybe she's just not the one for you. Interestingly, when you talk about her in the email, you don't talk about her personality or qualities.
No.
You just say you fancy her.
Yeah.
So is that what this all boils down to? You have the hots for her, but she's talking about kids, so we don't want to talk about that. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 0851029103.
Nobody's going to support us putting a ban on. Imagine going on a date with someone and getting a bullet pointed WhatsApp message of things that you can't talk
about.
Get a life.
But I bet they will support my ban on Katie Price talk. I bet they will. Okay, there actually is a bit of a split on this, but let's start with a few of the texts.
I wouldn't say it's a split.
Well, hang on. Ruth says, come on, the lad said nothing wrong, and this is coming from a lone parent with three children. One perspective. One.
Alan said, when you're out, you miss your kids. You like to talk about them. If he really likes her, he would listen to what is important to her.
And Jason says, your kids are your life, and good on her for being proud of that and comfortable enough to talk to essentially a stranger about them.
Can we read the one that just came in there from Brenda.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll do Clokey first because he's a very opposing viewpoint. Mm, then we'll do okay, Brenda. Yeah. He says he's willing to date a girl with two children, which is a huge commitment. He's been on two dates already, which shows he's not deterred. He's going on a third date and he wants this date to be about her. He's not dating her children. He's a right to get to know her. You call him disrespectful, but he wants to get to know the person he's dating. You're being a bit hard on the guy.
No, I understand what you're saying, but the disrespectful part is about the way he has spoken about her. I think the language that he has used about his dates with her and trying to change the way it is going forward is disrespectful. If he came on and said, I'm struggling, I'm seeing this girl, I really like her, but I can't get a sense of her because she's just talking about her kids, have you got any advice? Then I'd be like, absolutely, that's totally fair, but is that the way he asked it? No, I do think his language and how he spoke about her in relation to her children is disrespectful. Brenda said, if he's bored out of his mind listening to her go on about her kids, he definitely 100% doesn't want to be part of their world, only the mother's. He's not interested in being part of her life. He's only interested in her. I was kind of feeling a bit sorry for him until he said he was bored out of his mind and how he wants to stop her talking about her kids. He knew she had kids but overlooked that important piece of information thinking, I don't have to deal with them. Nope, he needs to let her go and let her find a man that will understand why she talks so much about her kids. She's probably put all her time into them and knows nothing else. She needs a man to show her worth and maybe direct the conversation to things about her. Help her, not knock her.
Okay, let's get a few of the voice notes in. Starting with Cree.
Morning, guys. Just on the Daily Dilemma, this guy definitely needs to jog on, as you said, Shona. Maybe she's talking about her kids because you're not stirring up the conversation enough and she's got to really work to make the conversation work. Maybe you're really boring and she's got nothing else to do but talk about her kids. So, yeah, this guy is coming across really not well. He needs to jog on.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Janine was on.
Guys, I'm listening to your Daily Dilemma thing, and that guy needs a slap in the face. Oh, so, like as she said, she didn't keep it quiet that she has kids, and yet she has a problem. Now, I'm going back to my own situation. When I first met my partner, who I'm now with 21 years, I had a child, and I was petrified that if I mentioned I had a child, he'd be gone. But I went, no, he's not a secret. He's not something I need to hide. And if he has the problem, well, then that's his problem and not mine. And we are now together 21 years. So he needs to, as Shauna said, he needs to jog on. She's proud of her kids, as any parent would be proud of their kids. But he needs a swift kick up then.
Okay, we'll stop you there. Thanks for that, Janine, and we finish.
Thanks, Janine. You could just hear me in the background.
Get a life. Let's hear from Emma to finish.
Oh, sweet divine baby Jesus, calm, deep breaths, Emma. Don't take the Egypt block off over the radio. Oh, sweet Carolina, you are a donkey of a man. Here we go. I've made a list of topics that you can talk about on your next fabulous date with this absolute superhero of a single mama with two kids under her belt and she's still rocking the world.
Yes, girl.
Topic number one, how much of a bell end you are. Topic number two, how you look forward to your older life on your own. Topic number three, where to purchase said cats because they will be my only company in old age. And I think after those three topics, you will swiftly find yourself out on your ass, my dear friend. Oh, God. Jog on, buddy. That woman has been through so much that she does not deserve a wimp like you. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday. Bye. Round of applause for Emma. She gave it her all.